Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Where Charity and Love Prevail.
Where charity and love prevail, there God is ever found, brought here together by Christ's love. By love are we thus bound. With grateful joy and holy fear, His charity we learn. Let us with heart and mind and soul now love Him in return.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather before this altar today, we celebrate the memorial of the Uganda martyrs, St. Charles Lwanga and his companions. And let us now prepare our hearts to receive our Lord as we seek forgiveness for those times when we have failed to love God and one another. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, who have made the blood of martyrs the seed of Christians, mercifully grant that the field which is your church, watered by the blood shed by St. Charles Lwanga and his companions, may be fertile and always yield you an abundant harvest. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. King Agrippa and Bernice arrived in Caesarea on a visit to Festus. Since they spent several days there, Festus referred Paul's case to the king, saying, "There is a man here left in custody by Felix. When I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews brought charges against him and demanded his condemnation. I answered them that it was not Roman practice to hand over an accused person before he has faced his accusers and had the opportunity to defend himself against their charge. So when they came together here, I made no delay. The next day I took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought in. His accusers stood around him, but did not charge him with any of the crimes I suspected. Instead, they had some issues with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, but who Paul claimed was alive. Since I was at a loss how to investigate this controversy, I asked if he were willing to go to Jerusalem and there stand trial on these charges. And when Paul appealed that he be held in custody for the emperor's decision, I ordered him held until I could send him to Caesar." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you mighty in strength who do his bidding. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all I told you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my friends, yesterday in my homily, we finished up with the farewell discourse, and I said, you got to stay tuned till Friday to see what the gospel is, because it's a totally different gospel, and that's what it is. But the interesting thing is, today's gospel is actually part two of John's gospel that we heard way back on the Friday of the octave of Easter. In part one, we heard about how Simon and the other disciples were by the shore and they decided to go fishing. They caught nothing. And then Jesus appeared. They didn't recognize him. He tells them to throw the net aboard or over the board. They catch a whole bunch of fish. John recognizes it's Jesus. Peter jumps in the water and swims ashore. And that leads us to today. And you're saying, well, that's kind of cool. We had part one way over there, but why are we having part two right over here? Well, that's because this whole rest of the Easter season has been all about spiritual growth for us. It's been a continuing renewal of our faith. The first couple of weeks was a reminder about the sacraments. That's what our gospel readings were based off of. And then about our relationship with Jesus. And then with Jesus's farewell discourse about his relationship with us. So when you look at the whole picture, you're like, wow, this is cool. And then we end up today where Jesus says to Peter, "Do you love me? Go feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, follow me." And we can say, oh, that's a nice way to end off the Easter season. But we got to remember these very same questions that Jesus asked Simon, He asks each and every one of us every day of our lives, do you love me? Follow me. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. You see, that's what Easter is all about, growing in our faith so that when we get to today, we can say, yes, Lord, I do love you, and I will follow you. And then this leads us into Pentecost, which we celebrate on Sunday, where we remember how Jesus gave the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not just to his disciples 2,000 years ago, but he continues to give them to us today so that we can go out into the world and feed his lambs and tend his sheep and feed his sheep. You see, it all comes together in one big, beautiful masterpiece. And when you really stop and think about it, wow, your mind just explodes. Your heart explodes with love, and you want to run out in the world and tell everybody about it. And that's exactly why we then, too, we get to celebrate this beautiful memorial of St. Charles Lwanga and his companions, how they said yes to God's will and the Lord's will, and they followed him even to giving up their lives. You see, Charles Lwanga and his 21 other companions were living in Uganda, and from 1885 to 1887, there was a persecution of the church. King Mwanga II, he didn't like the outside influences that were coming from Europe. He felt like his kingdom was being threatened. His kingship was actually being threatened. And he especially didn't like the Christians because he didn't like what they were teaching his people. And so he started a persecution, started getting rid of the missionaries. And then after the missionaries were being martyred, then he started going after his own people. And Charles Lwanga and the 21 other boys, they were all part of the king's court. They were pages. And he separated them, the Christians, from the non-Christians, and he put them all in jail. And while they were in jail, that's when Charles and his friends, they were all becoming Christian. They hadn't been baptized yet, but they got baptized in jail. And then Charles further baptized the others so that they were all ready to die for the faith. And some of them basically were stabbed to death, but the majority of them were burnt to death. And they weren't afraid to die for the faith. And it was by the shedding of their blood that they helped inspire the faith to other people throughout the kingdom. They helped the faith to grow. They followed the Lord. They said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Beautiful witness of faith. And, you know, the last couple of days we've been celebrating martyrs. St. Justin the Martyr, Marcellinus and Peter, Charles Lwanga and his companions. All of these martyrs we've been remembering, they were told by society to give up your faith. And they said, no, we will remain firm in our faith. They're witnesses to us, especially today and now when the world around us tells us to give up our faith. We have to remain firm in the faith. And the graces of the Holy Spirit give us the strength, the perseverance, the fortitude, all that we need to follow in the footsteps of the Lord and to feed his sheep. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass, let us thank God for the beautiful witness of faith of Charles Lwanga and his companions, but let us ask them to pray for us, that every day we too will respond to the Lord's question, do you love me? And we will say, yes, Lord, I do love you, and then we will follow him. And I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and blessings on his leadership of the Church, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the end to abortion, war, mass shootings, and all forms of violence, that Christ's peace will heal both victim and perpetrator, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For those suffering from addiction, that God will deliver them from oppression and grant them healing, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For an increase in virtues of humility and holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the living and deceased members of the Follett and Malone families for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe, will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
We offer you sacrifice, O Lord, humbly praying that as you granted the blessed martyrs grace to die rather than sin, so you may bring us to minister at your altar in dedication to you alone, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord be with you,
and with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy you give ardor to their faith. To their endurance you grant firm resolve, and in their struggle the victory is yours through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the hosts of angels cry out, and without end we acclaim,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. How precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his holy ones. Alleluia. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Amen. Body of Christ. 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 Let us pray. We have received this divine sacrament, O Lord, as we celebrate the victory of your holy martyrs. May what helped them to endure torment, we pray, make us, in the face of trials, steadfast in faith and in charity, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.